A 23-14 victory in Week 1 over the Chicago Bears has the Houston Texans at 1-0 in 2016. After the win, we went inside the locker room to find out how it all went down.
Is it possible to get into a rhythm on special teams?
Yes. I feel like once you get that first tackle or get in that first, like, sort of contact, you get yourself going. And for me, you know, I always kind of look for that, especially for the contact part, you know, just to get a feel. And after that, it's, you know, straight flying.
Bill told us to have a great season, you got to win your home opener. How good does it feel to be 1-0 as you walk out of here?
Feels good, man. I mean, this is what you work all summer for. You work hard for. And to get the first one in front of your home crowd, you know, these guys were fantastic, great. And I feel like for us, you know, that was big. So it's definitely something for we could build off of. And now we got to look forward to Kansas City.
Brian Peters said there's too many dogs on the kickoff team. What do you mean by that?
A lot of dogs, man. I mean, you know, as a special teams guy, I mean, you're not a starter on defense. You're not a starter on offense. I mean, some people are. But, you know, for those core special teams guys, you know, that's pretty much our role. And what do you mean by that? You know, we just do the dirty work. And we don't mind doing it. So if that's what helped the teams win, that's what we're going to do.
What was the energy like for you guys today? It looked like you were pretty energized. But, you know, what did you see from the rest of the guys?
Pumped up. Spit everywhere. You know me, so I'm trying to get everybody else going. BP, you know, Brian Peters, get everybody else going. Max Buller, you know, the whole Eddie Pleasant, AJ, Kev, everybody. You know, we want to go out there and make that first play because we feel like it starts with special team. At the beginning of the game, it's either kickoff return or a kickoff. So, you know, it's on us at the beginning.
Your initial thoughts on how you guys were able to run the ball?
I thought we did a good job. I thought early on we kind of set the tone with Lamar. You know, Blue got in there. He had a couple good runs. And we were moving guys off the ball, and it was encouraging to see that, you know, no matter who was carrying the ball, they were going to make us right.
Yeah, you know, you played with some really good backs prior to coming here. What did you think of what you saw out of Lamar? I mean, I know you don't have time to watch him too much, but.
Yeah, you know, from what I felt and what I saw, I think he had a solid day. Like I said, as long as us as a group, we do our jobs and we move guys around, he's going to make us look good.
Yeah, you guys have some adversity in the beginning, but you come back from that. That's something you knew was going on with this team, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's football. There's always going to be ups and downs. But as long as we keep pounding away, staying together, at the end of the day, we're going to be in every game and give ourselves a chance to win.
What was it like first game as a Texan here?
It was awesome, man. The crowd was ecstatic. Had a lot of excitement in the huddle. The guys making big plays, and we got the win, which is most important.
Yeah, what was the huddle like? You said excitement, but what was it, you know, early, like we mentioned, there's a little bit of struggle, but then you guys get it going.
I mean, it was a lot of poise. No one ever wavered. We knew at the end of the day that, you know, we were going to give ourselves a chance to win and we were going to get the job done. No one ever panicked, and that was nice to see.
No, you just feel for a guy like that because he's a leader over here on the defense. I always get the guys going. It means so much to this team. Been here forever with the Houston Texans, and this is one of those things you never want to see a guy get injured. And he's had his share of injuries, and he's always bounced back, and this time it will be no different.
Have you talked to him, or do you know about the extent of his injury?
Not at all, you know. I just know he'll be good to go eventually. It's just one of those things, you know, you just got to take it week by week. But, you know, he'll definitely be missed. But for us as a team, we just have to continue to go out there and battle.
John, this wasn't an easy one. You guys had to grind it out. Just talk a little bit about how you guys were able to do that, especially in the third or fourth quarter.
It's just one of those games, you know. Nothing is never going to come easy. You have to play the game all four quarters. You know, you can have a lead in the first half and give it away in the second half, or you can be behind or however it is. But, you know, our main thing is just to keep digging away for four quarters.